The 110th District in the Michigan House of Representatives covers the western portion of Upper Michigan and a section of Marquette County. The seat is open in the upcoming election as the current representative, Democrat Scott Dianda of Calumet, is term limited out and is running for the 38th District State Senate seat. Coming up on WNMU's Media Meet, we'll hear from the two major party candidates seeking to represent the 110th District in Lansing. Joining us will be Democrat Ken Summers of Launce and Republican Greg Markkanen of Hancock. A 110th District State House of Representatives candidate forum is next on Media Meet. Hello and welcome to WNMU's Media Meet. I'm your host, Walt Lindela. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll hear from Greg Markkanen, who is running in this race as the Republican candidate. But first, we're joined in the studio by Democrat Ken Summers. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Walt. I appreciate it.
We're happy to have you here today, and let's begin with some basic information. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are running.
Well, I was born and raised over in Launce. I graduated from the Launce High School. Most of my family all went and worked at the ceiling tile factory there. My aunts and my grandmother worked as waitresses and nurses. Mm-hmm. But then I even worked at the ceiling tile factory to put myself through college here, and we're here at Northern Michigan University today where I graduated. And then I was called back to Launce to give the commencement speech in 2012, and within 3 months I had a one-year-old son. I had my family and my son move back to raise my son where I think is the best place in the world to raise a family. So.
And decided to get into the race to go to Lansing and work for it.
Absolutely. In the last 6 years, my wife and I basically are on every board and committee, school boards, community foundations. And I realized that, you know, I've helped the people of Berger County out. I'd like to have a shot at serving the 90,000 people in the Western UP.
What are some of the key issues that you would look to address if you are elected to Lansing?
Well, I have an overwhelming idea that the way we judge our society is based on how healthy we are, how educated we are, and it's not about how well the stock market's doing and things like that. It really is those key components of how we're doing as people. So I like to focus on healthcare and education. And also, our country's getting older. I like to focus on rebuilding our infrastructure. We have some issues with our infrastructure here in Michigan.
Well, let's start with that. Roads and infrastructure are a big issue. There has been some movement in the legislature over the last year or so with some plans to address it. Do you agree with what's been done so far, or is there room for more improvement?
Well, there's been a couple studies out in the last year by engineering firms that go across the country and rate each state. Well, we're currently getting a D-minus to D-plus, depending on what we're categorizing, roads, bridges, things of that nature. So where we've kicked the can down the road for 20 years on some of this stuff, it is definitely time for some leadership that, you know, we make some tough decisions and start funding road repair. And I like to say it's bridges to broadband, because it's not just, you know, the roads and the bridges. It's our entire infrastructure. It might be doing the ports, the Sioux locks. It's also broadband connectivity and getting high-speed internet to some of these new businesses in the Western UP so that they can start up and start employing 40, 50, 60 people at a time, you know?
When we look at the Western UP, obviously some of the larger employers there are some of the higher education facilities, Michigan Tech and places along those lines. You mentioned education as one of your key platform items. Tell me a little bit about how education, in your opinion, fits into the future of the 110th.
Well, our number one resource, I think, is our people, and our young people, for sure. So when we talk about education, we're currently on a per-pupil funding model where every school district gets $7,800 roughly per pupil in the Western UP. And that really hurts our rural districts, because you still have to have the big buildings, you still have to transport children, long heating days, some things that other school districts don't have to deal with. Mm-hmm. So some studies that have come out say it really costs $9,200 to $9,600 per pupil. Mm-hmm. So we are drastically underfunding education right now in Michigan. And we don't need to reinvent the wheel. There's some great states like Massachusetts and even our neighbor to the west, Minnesota, that is a lot like the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Mm-hmm. They're doing it correctly, but they're valuing education. So rather than the way Michigan has done it, we seem to have gone down this Betsy DeVos for-profit charter education route, and we're racing Mississippi, it feels like, to the bottom of the rankings right now because of that.
Is there a funding formula for K through 12 that you would adjust or make changes if you're elected?
Well, I'm not a Band-Aid solution type guy. Mm-hmm. What we need to do is go back to like 1994 with Proposition A, where they decided how we fund education. And this isn't a three-month fix. We need to sit in a room for a couple years with actually people that do the job for a living, mm-hmm. not actually just legislators, and find out a way to fund education so that we have a baseline of excellence, basically, at every school in Michigan.
Higher education, let's take a look at that. Higher education in the public universities, community colleges. Some are struggling with some funding, some are doing okay. What are your thoughts on higher ed with the 1/10th?
Well, higher ed, decades ago, higher ed was funded, our public universities, more by the state of Michigan. They used to fund 75% through our tax dollars, and now it's about 25%, and the students are racking up student loan debt. Mm-hmm. That's one of the issues that I have. We're making money on the backs of our children. We're charging them interest on these loans when what we should be doing, instead of investing in corporate welfare, maybe we should be investing in our universities. You know, Amazon just passed up Detroit because they basically said, we're not good enough. You don't have smart enough people. You don't have the infrastructure we need. Those things are going to continue to happen. So my contention is if we train smart people, have people ready, and have the infrastructure, the businesses will come because they need the people.
What are your thoughts with this career and technical education focus that's happening in Michigan right now, as opposed to what would be considered traditional higher education 4-year degree type programs?
So for far too long, we told everybody that they needed to go to college, right? I want to say like 6 out of 7 jobs don't need a college degree. What they do need is specialized training. Mm-hmm. So I actually envision a multi-track system where we maybe add a 13th year to high school, but then when you graduate from high school, you either have 30 to 60 college credits and you're on the traditional college path, or you're on one of the multi-tracks and we actually start graduating nurses assistants, cosmetologists, plumbers, pipe fitters, welders, heavy equipment operators, things that they can go out and get a job on day one and not be riddled with debt. Mm-hmm. For their entire life. They go out, they can get a job, raise a family.
I'd like to remind our viewers and especially our listeners that we are speaking with Ken Summers. He is a Democrat who is running for the 110th District in the State House of Representatives. Ken, you mentioned healthcare early on in the program here. What are your thoughts on healthcare and then in particular healthcare through programs like Medicaid and Medicare for our seniors?
Yeah, absolutely. So to me, it's glaringly obvious that we need more healthcare in this country, not less. We're underinsuring with either high deductibles or horrible plans, folks, or we're leaving 30 million people out off the insurance markets. You know, well, they make billions of dollars. Like I said before, I believe that we should be judged on how healthy and educated we are. Mm-hmm. So what I think the best thing for us to do is to have a Medicare for all type system, a universal healthcare system. We're not reinventing the wheel on that either. Every other industrialized country in the world is doing that. And it would give us the opportunity to negotiate drug prices and set fee schedules, much like our Medicaid, our Medicare, and our VA systems that are currently working pretty well. We could make sure that we get them to work very well.
When you look at our senior population, in particular mm-hmm. in the 110th district, the western end of the UP, there are some high numbers of seniors.
Yes.
They are dependent on these programs and Social Security, other types of programs. What would you look to do to maintain and possibly increase access to that for our seniors?
Yeah, what folks don't understand sometimes is that those programs generate jobs. One of our number one employers in the western UP is our rural hospitals. And when folks decide to retire, they don't want to drive to Green Bay for healthcare. They're getting up in age, they need healthcare, right? So having our rural hospitals right there for them to come to helps our retirement population and the growth of the Western UP. Not to mention those nursing jobs and the doctors and the people in the lunchroom and everybody that works at our rural hospitals. Those are important jobs for our communities.
We know we have a lot of seniors in the 110th and across the state, but a lot of young people are leaving. They Yes. graduate from high school, they may graduate from college, but they leave the area. What would you do if elected to try to keep the young people and keep them working in the Upper Peninsula?
Well, the future is education with broadband and infrastructure is my view. So if we have people that are trained in those things, and some of the career technical education isn't just the welders and the plumbers. Mm-hmm. It's them and the new generation of computer programmers and analysts and things that will move Michigan forward in the coming years. We're talking right now about autonomous vehicles. What better place to test autonomous vehicles than Houghton, Hancock, Calumet, where we get 300 inches of snow a year?
Right.
You want them to perform and perform well in all conditions. It sounds like that'd be a great place to test them.
So in the 110th, do you see then Michigan Tech, for example, as a main driver of these type of jobs?
Absolutely. Michigan Tech is a driver in our community. And one of my favorite parts so far about this campaign was I got a chance to go tour some of the high-tech businesses mm-hmm. up in Houghton and Hancock and Calumet and places like that. And it's really interesting. They have these great contracts, but they're operating out of pole barns, let's say. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize just living in the community that there's some really smart people doing some really cool stuff. And if we can bridge the gap to the next level, they might be really good companies for the country.
We have about a couple minutes left here before we wrap up. I would want to give you an opportunity that are there particular issues that perhaps we didn't touch on here yet that you'd like to get out?
The healthcare and the education are my number two drivers. And I believe that if we invest in healthcare education infrastructure, mm-hmm. we create the jobs that we so desperately need. Every politician from the dawn of time has talked about jobs, right?
Right.
Because they know everybody likes to hear about them. But the reality is they have no real idea how to create them. I'm saying we can create them by investing in those three things.
Is there an opportunity for the state to learn from what's going on in the Western UP, especially with some of these businesses through Michigan Tech and others that you mentioned, for them to teach the state and the region?
Well, the reality is we only have 3.5 state representatives from the UP. So we gotta make sure to work together, and maybe we can take some UPer ingenuity, I like to call it, or from my Finnish grandmother, Sisu, down to Lansing and figure out how we move Michigan forward, UPer style.
Now, how can people find out more about your campaign, maybe some of your other stances on some of the key issues?
Well, I've knocked on over 5,000 doors and had thousands of conversations with folks, but it is, because I want to meet people face to face, but it is 2018, so we're all over social media. We're on Facebook, and our website is www.votekensummers.com, and the Facebook is Vote Ken Summers, so they can reach me there. And my cell phone is on about 25,000 pieces of literature that I've passed out over the last 3 months, so you can always give me a call on my cell phone as well.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time to join us today to talk about your campaign, and best of luck.
All right, thank you, Walt.
That's about all the time that we have for this portion of the program. We would like to thank Democrat Ken Summers of Launce for joining us today on the program. Now, stay tuned. This 110th District State Representative Candidate Forum will continue with Republican challenger Greg Markkanen. That's coming up on Media Meet.